If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So the acting National Assembly Speaker, Deputy Speaker, has now, well, who is Deputy Speaker, but now the acting Speaker, Lesitsha Tsenoli, has acceded and accepted the DA's request for a motion and no confidence against the Speaker, Nosiviwe Maphisa-Nqakula. So we obviously are now still calling her the Speaker because, you know, there has been no motion yet to remove her. But obviously, the DA has been calling for that motion of no confidence. The acting Speaker has decided they will accept it. On the line with us is Sibiwe Kharube, who is a DA Chief Whip in Parliament. Thank you so much, Sibiwe, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening and good evening to the KFM listeners.
Well, we're here now. The Deputy Speaker, now currently Acting Speaker, has accepted your request. What does this then mean for the processes that would have to take place for that motion to eventually take place?
All right. So, as you, I think we spoke last week or earlier this week about our request. Mm. For a motion of no confidence to be tabled, it has now been tabled, and the acting speaker has acceded to the request, which is an important step in this process, Tenala, because it does also reinforce the fact that this is not a decision that was taken lightly. Mm-hmm. And as I spoke to you last week, I indicated that we are calling on the Speaker to resign because we are of the view that all of that which has happened, the allegations against her, 12 counts of corruption and money laundering allegations, the raid in her home, all of this is now dragging Parliament through her legal troubles. And it is only right that she resigns. However, it seems as though the Speaker has dug in her heels and has only just taken special leave. Mm. And so we have now had this motion tabled. And we are now, the next fight in this process is to try and have this motion and this debate and the vote for this motion of no confidence tabled as soon as possible. The rules are very clear. That, in fact, once a motion of no confidence is tabled against the Speaker and the Deputy Speaker, it needs to be done with urgency. Mm-hmm. So our first prize is definitely Thursday this week. Mm-hmm. However, we are also alive to the fact that it needs to be a special sitting of all members of Parliament, and it needs to be a fully physical meeting. Mm. And so we are going to be pushing for it to be next week so that we can have the vote.
So obviously, you know, you've been in Parliament for a long time. You know how the ANC operates. The ANC always tells us they don't take instructions from anybody. It doesn't matter what the issue may be. Are you busy lobbying and are you confident?
Look, I mean, firstly, we've written to all opposition parties, including the ANC, because we are of the view that ours is a principled stance in saying that we've got to be consistent in calling for accountability. It's not good enough to simply call for accountability only when it comes to members of the executive, so ministers and your deputy ministers and the president and the like. Mm. And that even when members of the legislature, such as the Speaker, are found wanting in one way or another, we've got to be consistent. So we wrote to all opposition parties, including the ANC, saying that we wish to have their support in this motion. And the thinking behind that, Pamela, is that, well, look, I mean, if the ANC is unable to convince the Speaker to do what is right and to resign, then surely, you know, if they need assistance, they very well can vote for our motion. But I would not be surprised if they did not do so. As you say, they've got a history of closing ranks and defending even sometimes the most indefensible things. And so if that is the case, well, the ANC will have to then answer to South Africans as to why it is that they will never hold anybody to account. And so we're just not going to hold back on making this move simply because of our worry that they may not support it. The ball is now firmly in their court, and we are hoping that they'll do what's right.
So the acceptance by Lesitsha Tsenoli to take this motion and have it tabled, did that surprise you?
No, not quite, because it would be very difficult for a sitting speaker, even an acting speaker, to effectively deny any party from tabling a motion. So the requirements for tabling a motion of no confidence is that, one, it needs to be framed in a particular way, and it needs to be pinned on a particular set of circumstances. And so we laid it out very clearly in our motion that this is the reason we are relying on certain rules of the National Assembly, which states that the leader of the National Assembly needs to be beyond reproach, somebody who upholds the name of the institution, somebody who instills public trust in the institution. And we've made the argument that based on all of these things that which have happened, even though the criminal investigation is not yet done, based on all these things that which have happened, it is in contravention of the ideal that one has of the head of the institution. So that's the only really requirement. And of course, we were also worried that perhaps the acting speaker would rely on the calendar of Parliament and say, you know, we don't have enough time. But ultimately, Parliament remains competent, Pamela, until May. And so this sixth Parliament is still in session, even though members of Parliament will arrive on Thursday, go to their constituencies for campaigning purposes and the like. Parliament can be called at any time between now and May to come and finish its work. And there are many committees that are sitting that are still completing their work. So we're very much still at Parliament at work.
So obviously, you're hoping for a special sitting with everybody there being present and all of that. If that fails, what's your next recourse?
Look, I mean, it will be very difficult for Parliament not to schedule the sitting. So the only thing I foresee is obviously an ANC that would vote against the motion on, as you say, on the basis that they don't take instructions from anybody. Or I foresee a scenario where the Speaker may resign before the motion is in fact debated. So on the first option, I mean, as I said, you know, it's up to them, the ANC, to defend their decisions. I'm hoping that, you know, that South Africans will hold them to account and will ask them the difficult questions about why, in fact, that, you know, that defense was late. But if the Speaker resigns before the motion is voted on, then, I mean, then the only thing that is outstanding from a parliamentary point of view will be the ethics complaint that we have laid against her. And the ethics, which is around this very matter. And the ethics committee is very clear that they will clear all cases that are before them before this parliamentary term is over. So even if the Speaker does resign as the Speaker, should she remain a member of Parliament, the ethics committee complaint will still continue. Should she resign as a Speaker and a Member of Parliament, then the matter is now up to the law enforcement agencies to take forward. But at the very least, we would have exercised and discharged our duties of holding people to accountable and to account. And I think that, for me, is the important precedent that we mustn't miss in this process.
And there must be a distinction, because the reason, you know, others are asking, why would you be gunning for this so late? You know she's likely to resign. Well, she hasn't resigned yet and so on. You know, this is about to be the end of her term. Why would you do this? Is because you were saying the other day, in principle, if there is a motion of no confidence, it is then documented in history that this is a sitting speaker that was removed as a speaker for these very reasons.
And also, this precedent is helpful, Pamela, because then, you know, should we encounter any scenario like this, members of Parliament, long after we have left perhaps the parliamentary space, they will be able to lean on precedent to say, you know, a speaker may be held accountable because we've seen it happen before. And that's what is important, why we are gunning for this and pushing for this. It's not anything personal to the member, but it's obviously incredibly important for us to hold the line for what is expected of us as members of Parliament.
If she is removed as a speaker, what does she stand to lose?
For instance, what judges have, which is a special dispensation, a salary for life, and you know, and the like. However, I mean, as I said, for us, the big thing is not even about you know, her pension or her salary. It's about the principle of the matter and having this documented as such. Because you'll recall when we removed the public protector, which is the head of a Chapter 9 institution, it was the first time that it was ever done. And yes, of course, there was that impeachment had a financial bearing on her pension. Mm-hmm. But this in particular is about simply, you know, saying, you know, somebody who occupied this role did not accord to the principles and values that we believe somebody in this role should have, and therefore they were removed. And it's a pity, you know, that the speaker will now likely bow out of her last term in office and her last term as a member of parliament with these allegations hanging over her head. But it becomes very important for us, for future purposes, to log this in our precedents and in our history, that so that we know that members of parliament in the future will know what to do the next time anything like this happens. And hopefully it returns, Pamela, to other people who occupy those positions, to know that things like this do not go unattended to.
Well, thank you very much for that, Sviwa Kharubi. Thank you very much for making time for us. DA Chief Whip in Parliament, as you heard, we are likely to see a special sitting so that this motion of no confidence against the Speaker actually does go through, and we'll obviously then look and see how the ANC itself votes on this one. So really interesting. So they're hoping, the DA is hoping, that this happens sometime next week.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.